Start your day the Torah way, Northwest London, Tuesday, 23rd of Cheshvan, 7th of November, Rabbi Emmanuel Danan Shlita, Meleches Dosh, squeezing, peeling, and shelling on Shabbos. This week's Torah is sponsored Lezakas Hashavuim b'Milchamo, Sheyechzu Levotayim, L'Sholem b'Meiro, and by the family Lezakas L'Refuah Shleimo Shel Yosef, Do Ben Chayla, Nera Yoesh, Yiske L'Refuah Shleimo, B'Koro B'Sok Sh'or Cholei Yisrael.
Good morning, Moreh Rabbosai. It is a privilege for me to be able to have yet another opportunity to share with you a few words of Torah. We are going to be just dealing with the melacha of dosh. The melacha of dosh, which is threshing, which has many ramifications in Hilchos Shabbos, as we will see. The halachos of dosh, which is threshing, squeezing, and such like, are to be found in Simen Shin Chof. So that's quite easy to remember. We've got the shin, and also it's two letters. It's a simen of dosh. The melacha is two letters. So shach is also two letters. Just before that, I just thought of something we're saying to Hillim and the Mizmor, which almost everybody is saying daily, is Shir Amalois Mima Makim Kirasicha Hashem. And in that Shir Amalois, what we say, Nafshil Hashem Mishoimrim Laboiker, Shoimrim Laboiker. So Nafshil Hashem, my soul turns to Hashem. Mishoimrim laboiker, shoimrim laboiker, from those who wait for the morning. That's a metaphor of waiting for the geula. Shoimrim laboiker, like many a time, David HaMelech repeats himself for emphasis. But what does it mean? Nafshi Lashem mi shoimrim laboiker. And I said, what does it mean? Me, from, yeah. My soul is from those who wait for the morning, those who mitzapa for the Yeshua. And the Mefarshim say, it's one thing to be a beiteach, to turn to Hashem for the salvation, but even then, even when a person has to be beiteach in Hashem, sometimes the loneliness and the being alone affects that emunah bitochen. David HaMelech is saying here, Nafshi Lashem mi shoimrim laboiker. I am one of those who are metzape l'Yeshua. I'm one of those, I am of the club of shoimrim laboiker, of those who wait for the morning to come. Once I realize I'm part of an entity of the people of metzape l'Hashem, that gives me rejuvenation, that enhances my bitochen, because I belong to the club of Balei Bitochen. And then another pasuk, Ki imcha aslicha leman tivorei, because with you is forgiveness, so that you shall be feared. What's one got to do with it? You would think that somebody who has got no chance of being forgiven, right, would be more scared, would have more fear of doing something wrong. And the answer is, Ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov ve'lo yechta. We can't live in this world without sinning. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the bracha of slicha, because without slicha, well, I've lost it anyway. Anyway, there's no chance. So that will allow me, that will give me a permissibility or allow myself to think, oh, I can do what I want, because anyway, I've lost it. So from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a forgiving Father, that itself allows me to still have Yiras HaChet, because I know it can be forgiven, not all is lost. But just another pshat, that's Yiras HaChet. Rambam equates, although a person should serve Hashem me'ava, not me'yira, that's Yiras HaChet. When I'm afraid, I'm fearful of the consequences of my actions, what will happen to me. But there's a Yira which is much, much far greater than that, and it's on par with Ava. And which Yira is that, Rabbi Zai? Yiras Shomayim, Yiras Aroimimus, which is not a fear of the consequences of my action. It's awe, what we called in awe. And how does a person come to that? Says the Rambam in Perek Beis, he said that, by being misboinen in the world, by looking at the world, contemplating the world, when a person sees the immensity of Hashem's works, he's miad nirta, he turns backwards because he's in such awe, and instilled in him is ava and yiras haroimimus. So when a person, now not only looking at Hashem's creation, but even looking at the way Hashem runs this world, can instill in a person yiras haroimimus. Ki imcha slicha, the fact that you're giving me slicha, no matter what I've done, no matter how many times I've fallen, you are still able to give me the gift of slicha, that itself allows me to have yiras haroimimus, to be in awe of you. Okay, dosh. The melacha of dosh is melacha number 5. Melacha number 5, and it means threshing. The melacha in the Mishkan was the first 11 melachas are the melachas that are done to prepare the dyes, right? And in fact, the samamonim were not the actual dyes, but it was the binding agent that would ensure that the dyes catch to the material which they are coloring, and therefore, you need to get the kernels out of the stalks. And that was the melacha was done. They were crushed, so the kernel comes out of the stalk inside. And that was the av melacha, which was done in the Mishkan. Right? And that comes, that's melacha number 5. So therefore, an example would be to take out peas from an inedible pod, or beans from an inedible pot, because you're taking the good, the material which you want, the food which you want, and you're taking it from the encasement which is not edible. But Rabbi Sai, removing peas from a pod which is edible, does that come under the category of dosh? No. Why? Because it's food from food. It's all food. When it's all ro'i la'achila, then it's not considered dosh. Dosh is only when the outside shell, the encasing, is completely not edible. That's the melach of dosh. What Rabbi Sai is that element of dosh is not so frequent. What is much more frequent in our everyday lives, which is not an av melacha, but a tolda. A tolda means a derivative. That means it's similar enough to the av melacha, which was done in the Mishkan, but since it's not exactly the same, it's only considered a derivative and not the av melacha. So what's the typical av melacha, tolda of dosh, Rabbi Sai? Sorry? Schita. Yeah, squeezing peiros, squeezing fruits, or squeezing clothes, and the likes. So, the reason why squeeze, now mina Torah, Rabbi Sai, the only schita for fruits, let's speak about fruits, the only schita which you chayev, according to the majority of poiskim, is only two fruits you chayev for squeezing them. What are they? Olives and grapes. Because only olives and grapes, they're the only mashke from fruits which is called a mashke in the Torah, right? There's seven drinks, what the Torah calls a mashke, and they are yad shochat dam, yad yain, daled dvash, shochat dvash is is honey, bees honey, not honey of dates. Shochat, shemen, oil, ches, cholov, milk, tes, tal, dew, dam. Dam, interesting one. Blood, even though we're not allowed to eat blood, for some reason it's called a mashke. And mem, of course, is mine. Those are, sorry?
When you squeeze honey, how's it squeezing with?
No, not squeezing honey. No, squeezing honey. Those are the drinks. So out of those, the seven drinks, there's only two drinks which comes from fruit. Shemen and yain. That's the only mashke minatoira from fruits. That means orange juice is not a mashke. Orange juice is not mashke. Therefore, if there's, for instance, every food, in order to become tome, it needs to be mukshar. If a food fell into orange juice, it's not mukshar letuma. It has to come into contact with one of the seven mashkos. Therefore, Rabbi Isai, because they're not a mashke, only yain and shemen is a mashke, only zeisim v'anovim achayv if you squeeze them. Why is that? Why, if I squeeze apples into apple juice, why is it not a chiyuv min haTorah? It's also midrabanan, but why is it not a chiyuv min haTorah, Rabbi Isai? Because in order to be similar, as we said, the tolda has to be similar to the av. The av is, I've got an edible inside and outside is inedible. So very different entities. In order for the tolda to be similar to the av, it has to be as similar as possible. And therefore, if the juice coming out does not have a shem mashke, even though it's in liquid form, it's not different enough to the food, to the solid part, to be considered, I've extracted one from the other. They've got to be essentially different, not just physically different, we see from here. So I've got orange juice from an orange. The orange juice is also called food, even though it's in liquid form. Only zeisim v'anovim, that in their solid form they're machal, and in their liquid form they're mashke, that's considered I've taken out a juice, a mashke, from an oichel. Although here again it's not like the av melocha, because both are roy for consumption, I can drink, right? Nevertheless, they're different enough. The mashke, the yain from the anovim, from the grapes, to be considered similar to the av to the av melacha, and therefore those are the only those are the only peiros which are achayev in min haTorah in squeezing. This is the Mishnah Berurah. There is the Chazanish. There are other opinions. There's even an opinion that holds squeezing lemons could be an issa d'oraisa, but I'm telling you what the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah and most poskim, that only zeisim v'anovim are chayev min haTorah.
You mentioned the point, but I didn't understand the difference between the zeisim v'anovim, where the fruit and the drink are both edible, and let's say the apple, where you squeeze an apple and they're both edible.
Right. So we see from here that it's not enough that physically that which I extracted is different to that which I extracted from. Because I've got apple juice and I've got apple. Right? They are not intrinsically, the apple juice, since it doesn't have a shem mashke, it's really called, it's like cutting a fruit. Just like you cut a fruit into two, it's called you're just cutting a fruit into two. You're not taking one thing out of another. Similarly, something which is not called a mashke, the Torah doesn't give it the chashivas of mashke, is not considered you've taken out a drink out of an oichel. You've taken out an oichel in a liquid form. They've got to be essentially different, very, very different from one another, in order to be chayev. Which is interesting, yeah? You're pointing out, one is, I want a drink now. That's not, if the Torah is not calling it mashke, then it's not essentially different to the food.
But orange is different, you can't eat the peel.
No, no, we're talking about oranges, where you're squeezing the orange juice from the orange itself, not from the peel.
The rest of the orange.
Yeah, from the rest of the orange. Okay, so, Rabbi Isai, now, there's another melacha, there's the concept, because of this concept, that they've got to be essentially different from one another, we have a concept of mashkin abayin le'oichel ke'oichel domi. Means, if I take my orange and I squeeze it into my fruit salad, so I'm squeezing a liquid out of a solid, as we said, to squeeze an orange into orange juice, Rabbi Isai, is also midrabanan. Why? Because people think, like we thought before we heard this, what's the difference between squeezing grapes and squeezing orange to make orange juice? This is a liquid from a solid, and this is a liquid. So Chazal said that anything which is the norm to squeeze for its juice, we are prohibiting. Nevertheless, you're allowed to take an orange, you're allowed to take a lemon, and you're allowed to squeeze the lemon into your salad. Why is that? Why? Because the answer is because mashkin habayin le'oichel, if I'm squeezing something and it's coming straight into a food, that has got the din of a food. Yeah, therefore, it's not called a liquid from a solid. Since this liquid is coming to serve a solid, it gets the din of a solid, and therefore it's called again uchla de ifras. It's like a food which has been separated into two. And therefore, you're allowed to squeeze, like, as I said, a lemon into a salad or oranges into a fruit salad. Now, why do I give that example of lemon and oranges, and I did not give the example of squeezing grapes into your fruit salad? Sorry? That's Minatoira. Minatoira, we hold the ikka, you can really do it with grapes and olives straight into a food. Because mashkin abayin la'eichlin, ka'eichlin dami. However, since there is an opinion brought down by the Shulchan Aruch, the Rabbeinu Chananel, that he doesn't hold of mashkin abayin la'eichlin, that he doesn't hold of this concept of a drink which comes to serve a food is got the din of a food. Therefore, although that's not the ikar halacha, but for melacha doraisa, that means when it comes to zeisim v'anofim, we are choishesh for this opinion. That means, really, strictly speaking, you're allowed to squeeze even grapes into your fruit salad. However, because there is an opinion that doesn't hold of this, so we're only choishesh for him by schita doraisa. That's why I say again, if zeisim v'anofim, if only those are doraisa, therefore will only be machmir by zeisim v'anovim. And that's how the Mishnah Berurah passes. However, those who hold that today, lemons, even though it doesn't have a shame mashke min ha-Torah, nevertheless, since it's so normal to squeeze lemon for their juice, their schita with b'doraisa, that would be more problematic to squeeze lemons into a food. Although you could say that most lemons are squeezed into lemon for food purposes. But that's one ramification of the chiluk between something which is schita doraisa and something which is schita drabonah. On Yom Tov, Rabbi Isai, just a second. On Yom Tov, Melechus Dosh is also on Yom Tov. That's why you're not allowed to. That's why you're not allowed to squeeze grape juice. That's why the Melech of Dosh is one of the Melechus which is also on Yom Tov. But since, according to many poskim, according to many Rishonim, Dosh min ha-Torah is muta on Shabbos, right? Because in the end of the day, it's for preparing food. Therefore, you don't need to be machmir for zeisim v'anovim when you're squeezing them into a food. Why? Because even if the schita, even if you don't hold of mashkin abayin la'oichlin ke'oichlin domo, nevertheless, it's only an isur drabonon which I've done. I've done the noch of dosh for oichel nefesh, and therefore you only need to be machmir on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov. Now, what I'd like to ask very, very basic questions, and we'll come in avona of this melacha, and we'll come to the shaila of shelling and peeling, and that is question number one. very, very basic question. Why is every dosh, the melocha of threshing, let's go back to the av melocha, where I'm pounding on the stalks in order to extract the kernel from inside. That's afterwards. The melocha of zoyre is afterwards. The mixture I take and I throw it in the wind and the wind will blow away the chaff. But why is every dosh not a melocha of
boirer?
Why is every dosh not the melocha of boirer? I've taken out the good from the psalis, from that which is not wanted.
It's still mixed together.
Right. That's the answer. That's Posh's answer, because it's still mixed together. In fact, the melacha of Bayrer comes after the melacha of Dosh. They threshed it. They threshed everything whilst it's still, you still got all the psalis, all the unwanted impure bits. It's still a mixture. You crush everything. The kernels now have been extracted from the encasing, but it's still a whole mess. It's still mixed. So that's not boyer. They are still mixed, and that's why a person it does not incur the issue of boyer. But we have another. Sorry, let me just get. But we have another problem. What did we just say? We've got another example of dosh, and that's what? Squeezing a fruit. Squeezing a fruit. Or squeezing a cloth. And squeezing a cloth, you want to cool yourself down, and you squeeze it onto your face, or you want to wipe down a cloth with a saturated, to wipe down a table with a saturated cloth. That's a problem of dosh. Only a problem of dosh. Why is every squeezing not a problem of boirer? Why are you allowed to take an orange, yeah, and I want the liquid part, I'm not interested in the orange, I'm allowed to squeeze it into a fruit salad? What happened? Dosh, we've answered. Yeah, because it's got to be a mashke from an oichel. So if this is not a mashke from an oichel, it's an oichel from an oichel. But what about boirer? Boirer. I've taken out, and it's mevorah. You'll tell me maybe boirer, he's squeezing it because he wants to use it straight away. Maybe it is boirer, but he wants to eat it straight away. It's mevorah. Nobody says you have to, when you squeeze your oranges into your fruit salad, you have to eat the fruit straight away. In boirer, right? You're allowed to do boirer when you take the good from the bad and you want to use it straight away. So you could have said, maybe he's squeezing it and he's having the fruit salad, and that's not true. You're allowed to squeeze it into a fruit salad, even if you're going to have it after a while. So our question is, why is there no problem of boirer?
Is it because what's left isn't really psalis, you could still eat the orange?
But boirer, good, that's one suggestion. But the problem is, boirer is also, if I have a mixture of peanuts and raisins, and I don't want the peanuts. The peanuts gets the din of psalis, because that's which I don't want now, right? And also, nobody says you have to squeeze the orange in a bit, in a way that you'll have some of the flesh of the orange left. It's much more, even if you squeeze out all the juice from it, and therefore there's nothing left, really. Just, you've got, obviously, still the bits. It's still mutter. So why is there not a problem of boirer? Are we in the question? The answer to that is, boirer, in order to transgress boirer, it must be called a mixture, to start with. That's called a mixture. This is not called a mixture. A grape is not a mixture of its juice and the flesh. A grape is an entity. When I squeeze a grape, I turn the grape into, by extracting the juice, into a new entity of juice, of a mashke, together with an oichel. That's not boirer. Boirer has got to be called a mixture. A wet cloth is not a mixture of a cloth together with the water. It's one entity. That's why it's dosh and not boirer. Okay? That's why it's because to make two entities from one entity is not the melacha of boirer. There's only one exception brought down in Shulchan Aruch, and that's to make cheese. When you make cheese and you separate that, right, make cheese, you put rennet into milk, and you produce, and the fatty part of the milk comes together and it forms cheese. And it said, the Shulchan Aruch says, you transgress the melacha of boirer. And the Mefarshim asks, but where's the mixture? I started off with milk. And according to what we've said, if you're making from one entity into two, that's not melacha of boirer. You have to have a mixture. Right? It's got it. And the answer is, it's such a chosh of a pa'ula, the importance of the achievement made through the process of cheese making is so choshuv, it's such an important activity, it's such an achievement that it will the chashivus itself will enable us not to require this requirement of having to have a mixture. That means when it's a pu'ula chashuva, many times in Melechah Shabbos you find either the pu'ula, the action itself is choshuv, or the toitzah, or the result is choshuv. And it can compensate, therefore, since the result is so choshuv, it can compensate for that requirement of needing a mixture, and therefore, even though I've started from one and I've turned it into two, you can be chayav. Okay, alright, I just need to deal with this question because it's really important. Peeling. Are you allowed to peel on Shabbos? Yes. Right. You're allowed to peel tangerines. You're allowed to peel. And this is what I brought. You're allowed to peel. You're allowed to shell nuts. Right? Now, the question is, when can you peel? You have to peel just before you eat it. It's that if you peel, you chayav mishum boirer. If you peel. Therefore, if you're eating it just, if you're peeling it just before you're about to eat it, it's mutter. You're allowed to shell nuts. You're allowed to peel tangerines, oranges, eggs, right? Even though it's inedible, but there normally you have to take the good from the bad. Here you've got no other way. It's muta avara as long as you do it for somuch lachila. If you do it for later, even if you're doing it for later on Shabbos, it's also because of boirer. And what's the question, Rabbosai? What happened to dosh? What is dosh? Dosh is taking the good from the encasing, which is not right. What happened? Why are you allowed? What's the difference between peeling the stalk away from the kernel and peeling the peel from a tangerine? Right?
Meant to be eaten, isn't it? Is it you can only eat it by doing this peeling process?
But same. You can't get grain. You can't make grain. You can't make flour without threshing. Right? Okay, so there's a few tirutzim. One opinion holds, this is called the Mogen Avos. The Mogen Avos, I think, is Rav Meir Arik. Yeah? He wrote a sefer on Shabbos, on the Melecha Shabbos. He says, the Melecha of Dosh, what am I working on? When I pound the stalk, I'm working on the inside. I'm pounding from the outside, but it's pressing on the inside to shoot it out. When I'm the melacha of dosh, the essential part of the melacha, according to this opinion, it has to be you're working on the inside, right? That's a melacha. When I peel or shell, I'm not working on the inside, right? I'm not squeezing out the nut from its shell, right? I am working on the shell. That's this opinion, right? That's according to this opinion, Rabbi Isai. What happens if you cut a grapefruit and you're eating the grapefruit like that? What would you say according to this opinion? What am I working on when I'm eating with a spoon my grapefruit? If I peel a grapefruit like I peel an orange, right, as we said, you're working on the outside, not on the inside. But if I eat grapefruit, half of a grapefruit, that would be a problem according to this. But there's other tirutzim. The other tirutzim is as follows. One is the Igros Moshe, in Chelek Aleph, Kuf Chav Zayin, Orachaim, he says the difference between a peel and a shell and an encasing of a kernel is the following. The encasement of a kernel, once it's grown, it only needs the stalk for the growing process. Once it's grown and ready to be harvested, it doesn't need the case anymore. Therefore, it's considered, when you remove the case, it's considered as part of the hachana, the preparation in the field of that grain. However, tangerines, all these things, all fruits, shells of nuts, you want them right until when you eat them, right? They have a purpose of, now the question is asked, you can buy nuts which have already been shelled. That's a convenience. But the way to eat them, the way their encasement has, certainly you don't want oranges and the likes until you're ready to eat them. Since they are ready to eat, they have a purpose right until the moment you eat them, and it's when you eat them that you shell them or that you peel them, that's considered part of the eating activity. That's not called a pre-preparation and a fixing of the food. That's considered part of the eating action. And therefore, according to this, and that's the way, as you know, that's according to this, any shells or any peels, which they're not subject bichlal to the melacha of dosh, and therefore you can even eat the grapefruit, even though you're taking the inside from the outside encasing, that's mutar on Shabbos. Good Shabbos. Have a good day, Rabbi Isai. Thank you for listening. The reason why I made a copy of this is because I wanted to show you a walnut here. This walnut, the way it grows, is you've got this outside encasing. The outside encasing here, this is the way it grows, and it falls off by itself. That outside encasing is subject to the melacha of dosh, minatayra. The inside, which stays, that's the way you bring you buy the walnut, that's mutar because of the reasons we spoke.
Skadalvi is Kadashame Rabo, we are Motorok, who say we are Mlik Malfose, Behai Khoi, we are Behai, the whole basis of oil. Pakodov is Makori,